This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Do you see the reasons why there's very little time to fly? Find a garden that's green all year, and you might not. Sound of cities crumbling, it's just around the corner. The sound of cities crumbling. Well, if you see, and if you know, and if you've got a place to go, then find your friends and take them.
let that music,
that music make it
playing
music
on the radio. Yeah, what's that music,
music make it
playing
music
everywhere I go? Darkness comes along to terrorize the weak and challenge the strong. The storm is coming, it grows on the waves. From Johannesburg to Montego Bay, what's that music?
It's
playing on the radio. What's that music? We resist in the present for those yet unborn. Our freedom is spreading its wing like a bird, and the message it carries has got to be heard. Oh, what's that music?
It's
playing on the radio. What's that music? The storm is coming, it grows on the waves. From Johannesburg to Montego Bay, what's that music? Playing on the radio. What's that music?
We'll be right back. have our permission here from Studio A to beat the Christmas rush and make sure that your ears are attentive to our noise on a weekly basis. The Paleface Parabola, now live and on air on Free FM and podcast all week long, and you are listening to Peter Frampton with Larry Carlton as his foil. And this is a cover of Miles Davis's All Blues from Kind of Blue from 1959. Frampton updated this several years ago, and I think it's pretty superb. He's 76 years young today, and Miles Davis will be 100 on May 26th. It was released on the Universal label several years ago. Preceding that, Dark Prince himself, appropriately titled album called The Sorcerer. This is the second great quintet of Miles' career. Also, there was The Coltrane, etc. This has got Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and Tony Williams. And we heard the track called Limbo from 1967, proceeding in a silent way, and Bitches Brew, and coming out of the more traditional Miles action on the trumpet and his music, which, of course, got really out there in the 1970s. Then there was Gil Scott-Heron from a Record Store Day reissue. This album called Reflections. This is his second record without Brian Jackson as his musical director. Some of the things that Gil released after those glory days, those halcyon days, if you will, was Weak Tea from his 1970s collaboration with Brian Jackson. This is a very good record. It's got B-movie about Reagan and Washington, D.C. on it. But we played the track Storm Music. Why he titled it Storm Music? Well, you can't ask Gil anymore either, because he's long gone. And that last album that he did, I'm New Here, about going to jail, harrowing. Harrowing, I say. Gil Scott-Heron, Storm Music. Kept some of the jazz element, but went off to a different place, and happily, he pulled it together. Very good. So was the Oscar Peterson Trio, recorded live at Baker's Keyboard Lounge in Detroit, August 19th, 1960. And for those who dismissed Oscar Peterson as, you know, safe as milk jazz, listen to this record, because they are tearing it up. The trio, which included Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on the traps. Jazz music, American music, wonderful music. Began the show with Spirit from 1969, the album called Clear, and the track was So Little Time to Fly. That was a Randy California and John Locke co-write. And since it's Earth Day today, and most of the discerning households who pay attention to the planet that we live on now and are going to leave for my two-week-old granddaughter, that it, a key track on the album. Now, Clear was controversial simply because Spirit was offered the penultimate closing at Woodstock before Jimi Hendrix, who Randy Hansen / California had a relationship with. And they were supposed to, that was supposed to break them, especially if they were lucky enough to get in a movie out to a larger audience. And Spirit's management said, no, it's quite all right. we've got a new album to promote. We're going to go on a radio station tour to promote it. Well, good strategy under normal circumstances. And to give the guy some space, nobody knew what Woodstock was going to be when that show was getting booked. But still, it's like, oops. How do I explain to the boys that over 500,000 people could have seen them and didn't because of my bright idea? Well, by the time Jimi Hendrix got on stage on Monday morning, long after he was supposed to get the stellar closing slot at Woodstock, that hardly anybody was left. Most people had gone home. So it wasn't that great a gig anyway, but I know at least a couple of the guys in spirit were saying, what the feck? We could have played in front of all these people, and instead we're sitting in a radio station with someone who doesn't even know who we are or what the album sounds like. Get over here, you, and put him in the headlock. And the Blues Brothers checked in today. The debut of that act on Saturday Night Live with Aykroyd handcuffing a satchel full of harmonicas to his wrist, and Belushi, who couldn't sing his way out of a paper bag, but they were there for comedic effect, and they walk on stage and you see them with shades on and the suits. And then, you know, begin the great band. I mean, Steve Cropper was in the Blues Brothers band. So, you know, they had high-octane musicians playing with them. Aykroyd could actually play a little on the harp. They wound up opening their own bar in downtown Manhattan, which was an after-hours way to get inebriated. You had to know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody to actually get invited to the club. But they were managed to make that a whole part of their act. And let's face it, the Blues Brothers movie, which people absolutely loved, I liked parts of it and thought some of it was just doofusito. But they wound up filling up 2 hours, as do we on these Wednesday evenings together in the Free FM Music Zone, 89.0 Hamilton NZ. We're on from 10 p.m. to midnight live, first airing and podcast all week long. We recommend NZ Media Access and also Good Pods to be able to listen to the show. He's the mystery man. The big guy has tried a new sandwich today, and the crowd went wild because of it. And I, Jumpin' JB, along with Free FM managers, Bill and Mike, we're here to entertain you. Thank you for voicing your choice for the Paleface Parabola, which still, to me, is the place where the quest from which we return changed, yet essentially the same. Eventually, we move from the Peter Frampton Band doing all blues here on his 76th birthday.
You know, I reap where I haven't sown, and I gather where I haven't dispersed. The gospel according to St. Luke. You know, for days I almost broke my head trying to figure out how we could get a hold of that silver. And now it's dropped right into our laps, ready to move. All we gotta do is jump on our horses and move. Friends, the promised land is here.
The Upsetters with the track called High Plains Drifter. This was Lee Scratch Perry's studio band, and I would imagine on the infrequent times he played live, his live band. And this is taken from a collection of 1960s ska and reggae tracks. And this is the title track of this album, High Plains Drifter by the Upsetters. Neil Young, really, although it's credited to Buffalo Springfield on their album, again, from 1967. I've been leafing through a book called Shaky by Jimmy McDonough about Neil Young, or as they used to call him on Uncle Floyd here in the States, Neil Yuck. Muggsy did the impersonation. What a beautiful song from, again, the Buffalo Springfield again. Their best record of the three, although certainly I'm very partial. Neil Young hated the Jimmy Messina mixes of Buffalo Springfield Last Time Again Around. Last Time Around. I thought that album was great. But I like this one a lot, too. It's got a lot of good songs on it, especially from Stephen Stills. Neil Young contributed to Broken Arrow and that track, Expecting to Fly. And then he left the band because Neil Young is like several musicians who join a band and can't be with them longer than one or two albums. And began that set with Prince doing Tambourine. And I was saying to the Mystery Man that I feel like I'm a Prince fan, especially live, where I think he was a combination of Jackie Wilson and James Brown. But I don't like a lot of his records anymore because of the production on them. And I'll stand by that. And that was one of those tracks, although I like that album, Around the World in a Day. Yes, I'm mercurial. And I'm tough on vocalists. And I don't like a lot of synthesized production of the 1980s, where it felt like it was incumbent upon the artist. And it's one of the reasons why when Phil Collins got elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week, geez, he's already in a Genesis. And clearly, the quality of his work went down a bit on some of his solo records. It's not to say I don't like them. I do. But I don't roar at the sound of them like I do with old Genesis records. That's just me. And this isn't me. This is Mink DeVille, produced by Jack Nietzsche, not Frederick, Jack, who supposedly was a complete madman in the studio and to be around personally, but he was Phil Spector's right-hand man in the Wall of Sound, and he also worked with the Stones in their early days, and Neil Young, as on that track. But this isn't Neil Young. This is Willie DeVille and his infectious finger snaps. Dig if you will.
Now I'm back on the boys. They're talking all Judah. There she goes, there she goes, in her high-heeled shoes, in her silk stockings, and her dress is so tight. She's all right. Now on a rainy afternoon, I actually wanna ride my car. I knew it couldn't be too soon. I knew a love could go far. I see you walking down the street. She looking good enough. She my inspiration, Justin Ray. Spinning all my friends' head.
Ooh. always squawk for action. You've got the gimme, gimme blues. With me, it's a business transaction. It's you who must dig up them dues. You kiss divine, you can love so fine. You're the grandest gal I know. And we can talk some trash if you've got some cash. Where's the dough? If you love me, you must shove me the cash.
Sharp-eared people out there in the night or the morning or the daytime, whenever you listen to the Pale-Faced Parabola, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend lethal doses of this program on a weekly basis. Don't you know? And now you do. The Mystery Man's time to shine later on in the program. And he's got a special for you this evening. In length, anyway. And then, retrospect, 724. And I listened to it, I think, last night. As usual, Gray's on the good foot. That follows us from midnight to 1 a.m. here on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Z. More on that shortly. Just telling the Mystery Man here. And please remember and don't forget that we emanate live from the land of the long white cloud. That would be New Zealand. North and South Island. The real deep south of the world, as our Back Porch Bluegrass host, Paul Trenwith, says. John Lewis. A quote, and this guy put his A-double-S on the line more than a postmodern man should, and changed the world and served this country and got heat from the mouth that never stops or sleeps. Donald J. Trump. Well, John Lewis once gave the F.U. to Trump's nonsense and said, go out and get in some good trouble. Can I get an amen, anybody? Our text line, 908-914-7582. John Lewis. From Birmingham, Alabama. No thanks. Then, here on the TV show in the United States, Jeopardy, 3D and me are in awe of this guy, Jamie Ding, from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. He's going to law school. He's won 27 in a row on Jeopardy and is worth now nearly $1 million. Now, he's going to give some of that away to his agent and the tax man here in the States. But uba duba. And this guy knows a lot about a lot. He's amazing. Jamie Ding. Then, a woman named Jesse James Decker. She's a country music singer. Big presence on social media. And I think this is one of these things, these social media things that has made the rounds. She says, I work out to be the hottest wife for the man that made me fat. Four times made me fat. And he did it to make clones of himself. Not clowns, clones. By the by, let's back announce before I forget to do so. Charlie Mingus, here on the day he was born in 1922, which makes him, math even I can do, 104 years young today. And this is appropriately, since we debut on Wednesday evenings on Free and around the podcast world. This is called the Wednesday Night Prayer Meeting. Charlie Mingus, bass player, certainly one of the more influential composers of the 1950s. Willa Cather, said, I got to get this in a place I can actually read it. Oh, man, we come and go, I think is what I'm going for. But the land is always there. And the people who love it understand. Actually, this is legible. I don't know why I can't read it today. I just can't. We are the people who own the land. And all the way, I'll forget it. Hi, Ivan from the Bar Lounge. Sorry to be an embarrassment here of thinking that I'm hot stuff and can read this. The scribble, and actually can't. Before Charlie Mingus, we had Bull Moose Jackson. Now, I know Bull Moose Jackson through other people. He's got his big song, big songs, Why Don't You Haul Up and Love Me One More Time, big 10-inch record, which Aerosmith covers the Honey Dripper on here. The prerequisite song about whiskey. And other things. Bull Moose Jackson. Celebrating a birthday today. We played the track called We Can Talk Some Trash, which is what we specialize here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Mink DeVille preceded Bull Moose Jackson with the first song from his first record, produced by Jack Nitzsche, also celebrating a birthday today. Willie DeVille should have been a contender and was, but he was his own worst enemy. Nevertheless, we played Venus of Avenue D from the 1977 album Cabretta, one of two albums that Jack Nitzsche helped Willie with. Man, if DEA had showed up to those sessions, they all would have been hauled out in cuffs. Bob Dylan said, "What's money?" Well, easy for Bob Dylan to say. He's got enough of it. Bob Dylan, what's money? A man is a success if he gets up in the morning and goes to bed at night and something about he did what he wanted to do. Bob Dylan, well, Bob Dylan can say that with accuracy since he's a guy who's made a career of that. Sometimes not really in a wise way. Alfred Lion, or Lion, was a co-founder of Blue Note Records. And he celebrates a birthday on April 21st, 1908. Co-founded Blue Note Records in 1939. Eventful days. And Blue Note Records was one of the preeminent jazz labels. Winston Churchill said, "The only thing worse than fighting with allies is fighting without them." Winston had game that day, no? Psalm 81, verse 1, "Sing praises to God, our strength. Sing to the Lord." Jesus once said, Churchill, yeah, I wrote down a Churchill quote. I read it. Jesus, blessed are the peacemakers, said that on the Sermon on the Mount, for they will be called the sons of God. I've read that quote before, but I feel it's pertinent today. Ron Howard, quote, "Trump is a self-serving, dishonest, morally bankrupt from, egomaniac who doesn't care about anything or anyone but his fame and his bank account. He's hustling the USA right now." Groucho Marx, "I find television very educating. When someone puts it on in my house, I go in the other room and read a book." He could be a funny so-and-so, no? Yes. Artemis II / Orion, the command module, burnt to a crisp during reentry, but it held up and got the astronauts home. Next flight, next year. And let's not let the momentum from this mission to go by casually. That was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Ed Shankman, a personal friend, author, and talent, musician, too, said recently, "This world is a magical place." Well, it can be. Sometimes we feed the earth rotten fruit. Nina Simone, quote, "Jazz is a white term, white people's term. Jazz is a white term to define black people. My music is black classical music." Nina Simone. She was kooky, but she could bring it. My granddaughter, thank you, is 2 weeks old. Had an issue that needed urgent attention last night. My son and daughter-in-law are great. I mean, great parents. No, they don't eat Frosted Flakes. Isn't that Tony the Tiger? That was Tony the Tiger, right? Granddaughter's better today. Grandma? David Gilmour. The music of both Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen touched my heart. You and a lot of other people, Dave. Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones once lived with Jimi Hendrix. Had to be tales to tell there. Free FM 89.0. This week's Back Porch Bluegrass is a replay from 2022. Our feature album of the week here at Free, because we're free to put ears on many things, is an album called Oh, that's the feature show. The feature show. The feature album is Brown Horses, or Brown Horse. The album is called Total Dive. And that's about what I can see. The feature show this week, finally, is Echoes of Descent. And there's a picture of Woody Guthrie right next to it. So got to be good. I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the Mystery Man. We are live in Studio A. For our program, Mystery Man coming up, we just had our Game Within a Game, Yields First. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. We have crossed the Rubicon into We Cheat the Hangman. And first up, to meet that challenge, is Glenn Campbell, who would have been 90 today. From the album Gentle on my mind. This is some a quality observation. This is Glenn Campbell, and he's doing a piece called Love Me As Though There Were No Tomorrow. I think this is from 1968 or so. Glenn Campbell. Heck of a player. Heck of a session man. Heck of a solo artist. Sad that his career and life got compromised and then cut short by Alzheimer's.
Love me as though there were no tomorrow. Take me out of this world tonight. Take me, make me forget my sorrow, so when I wake tomorrow, I'll know our love was right. Kiss me as though it were now or never. Teach me all that a heart should know. Just love me as though there were no tomorrow. Oh, my darling, love me. Don't ever let me go. As though there were no tomorrow. Oh, my darling, love me. Don't ever let me go.
saying?
For a bite of cheer, a tasty light where the price is right. Well, look at here, you'll dig this sight. The moment's handy for a piece of candy. Just name your brand, they're all so grand. Hey, what do you think of an ice cool drink? Or a big box filled with a popcorn thrill? Let your taste buds meet with an ice cream treat. Refresh yourselves, it's time to eat. So come on, folks, let's join the band as we all head for the refreshment stand.
telling him again. One of these old mornings, I'm gonna wake up in glory by and by. Soon as my feet strike Zion, I'm gonna lay down my heavy burdens over there,
over there,
over there,
over there,
over there. No more crying,
over there.
No more dying,
over there.
No more sickness,
over there.
No more pain,
over there.
I'm gonna get there,
over there.
I wanna get there,
over there.
I wanna see Jesus,
over there.
The one who died for me,
over there,
over there,
over there.
Everybody, the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary, I'm gonna be at rest.
A frenzy of music and action.
Joey DeFrancesco, fairly recently released. It's been a while, actually. From his album More Music, which if I remember right, was the last album he put together studio-wise before his young passing. He was only about 50 when he got a toe tag. More music. Joey D also survived a recording session with Van Morrison, a whole album. Actually, well, this is the title track of his trio record. Produced with Michael Ode on drums and Lucas Brown on a bunch of other things. Joey D with more music. You're on the Pale-Faced Parabola, flying the freak flag high. You betcha. Proceeding was excellent new music from Ron Carter with Ricky Dillard, who's a veteran of modern-day black gospel music. And we heard the track called Everybody Will Be Happy from the album Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Ron Carter and Ricky Dillard. This one is about a whole bunch of labels back this. This effort, this gambit. Fleetwood Mac, Before You Run From the Room. I thought that was pretty hip and happening. From their last studio record, albeit released in 2003, the album's called Say You Will, and that track called Miranda. Lizzie Buckingham, what a player. He does it all with his fingers. Of course, you do it with your fingers. You got to play somehow. They've been good. But man, he was flying on that. Miranda, Fleetwood Mac. Why did I play that today? Because that album was released last week. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Or as an old friend of mine used to say, Boograss. And that was released for a good reason. The reason we played that, one of them anyway, is because we played, there's a taken from a compilation album called 1968 to 1973. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was one of most Paul Trenwith's band. Host of our Tuesday evening bluegrass show. And rightfully so. Man, it's good. Am I going to get comfortable here tonight? It doesn't appear that way. I can't see and I can't sit still. Dag nabbit. I can see better now. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. We got some fire coming up next. For the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Paul Trenwith's band, Back Porch Bluegrass, heard on this station. On Tuesday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. It's a great show. Really focused on classic and current bluegrass music. Now, I don't know why standout Modern B3 Music by Joey DeFrancisco. B3 is the keyboard. We've got one or two here at Studio A. And I've been on the Mystery Man now for, I'm not on him, but told him, been telling him for several years, record and let's go after it. Let's play this stuff. You got skills. Played Duane Eddy and the Rebels. From, was it 1960? Oh, was that late? 1965? I heard the track called Trash. This is from Richard Hawley for an album called Little Bangers. Richard Hawley Jukebox, Volume 2. Now, he is a musician of requisite in England. He put together, he lashed together a really good collection here, including Jack Nietzsche. I should have played that, but I think I played it last week. Swamp Zombies in that set. Glenn Campbell, Love Me Like There's No Tomorrow. Hear, hear. The Pale-Faced Parabola. I'd be jumping, JV, fumbling and stumbling along tonight, but we're going to get there. Glenn Campbell's birthday today, 1936, as I said before. Peter Frampton's birthday, as I said before. Jack Nietzsche's, he was involved with the Mink the Build track we played. He produced it. Mingus, 1922, Bring Out Your Dead. Was Richie Havens, 72 today. One of the best interviews I've ever had as a radio host. Let's see, what a nice man. Felice Bryant, age 77, passed today in 2003. Bull Moose Jackson. I can't tell whether he was born today or died today. From the data. If it was the death day, Bill Moose Jackson, was 79 today. Bob Marley headlined the One Love / Peace concert in Jamaica 2 years after he almost got assassinated down there, like a politician. Well, they shot him and they hurt him, but they didn't kill him. In 1979, Keith Richards played the Stones played a benefit concert for the judge, gave him basically a slap on the wrist where he had enough heroin on him in 1977 to stop a truck or a heroin addict. All right, let's finish up the show. We Cheat the Hangman, part of the Pale-Faced Parabola, Mach 2, the Mystery Man's Magic Act, coming up right now, Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio from 1956, recorded the day after Independence Day on the Pale-Faced Parabola.
Well, this is wrong. A rock, 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 a rock,
where you can really pick them up and settle down. It's a little place called a Hathaway. You do the rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rock, a rock.
I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. If you're really gonna leave me, let me love you just one more time. Well, you know I love you, baby. I need your loving, baby. Better give me some sweet love right this minute, or you're gonna make me mad. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Well, you love me, then you leave me, then I cry the whole night through. Yeah, you love me, then you leave me, then I don't know what to do. I need your little old arms around me to hold and squeeze me tight. But you just love and leave me, girl, and you know that that ain't right. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Nothing but sweet love on my mind. When I want you to love me, baby, and I know I want you to lose my mind. Well, you know I love you, honey, but you don't treat me right. Better give me just a little bit of your sweet love, and oh, we're gonna have a big fight. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Well, the river looks cold and the bottom is a long way down. If you're really gonna leave me, that's where I'm gonna be found. When the mailman comes in the morning, there's a note up on my door. Just to bring my mail to the bottom of the river, I don't live here no more. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind.
I want to tell you the natural facts that a man don't understand the Bible right, and that's all. That's all. They've got to have religion now. I tell you, that's all. When you see people jump from church to church, you know that their conversion don't amount to much, and that's all. Tell you, that's all. They got to have religion now. I tell you, that's all. Schools. and you's an educated fool, and that's all. Well, 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 that's all. We've got to have religion now. I tell you, that's all. That's all.
This show has kind of gone sideways, but I think you've noticed, since you're the listener, I'm having a diabetic reaction. I'm a type 1.5 diabetic, and sometimes this just goes, this is the first time in a while it's gone on the air, and it doesn't feel good. I gotta confess, I don't feel that great. But we're going to try and bring this home. Music from a bunch of different people. Johnny Burnett, most notably. This is Zappa, the underscore music. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio did the piece called Sweet Love of My Mind, which I love. I think they're the greatest rockabilly band ever. The greatest co-host ever is the guy standing right behind me. And this is Zappa with Heavy Duty Judy. Just sent out to my cousin. From the best band you never heard in your life, and I'm telling you, there was all kinds of a fuss about Zappa's 1988 tour. Yeah, it's great players. And that's where we've been. Now we're going to... Yeah, he's back there. The Mystery Man's Magic Act of the Week. And today, it's for the greater good of the memory of the late Ms. Brennan from the Motherland. And how about you, you telling us something about this woman while I drink some of your orange juice?
Her name is Moya Brennan, and she passed away last week. She's known as the First Lady of Celtic Music, and it was an original member of the band Planet, which has been around for quite a few decades, actually. They started out singing in Irish exclusively, and that was a problem for the record company, but they persisted, and they became quite popular. So we're going to hear something from Moya's second album. It's called
Misty-Eyed Adventure.
Yes. It's her second album under the name Moira. It's a different spelling of her first name.
1994? 1984?
1994, probably, yeah.
I've heard of this woman before. Well, I know you played her before on your homegrown shows here in the States.
Yeah.
I've heard this woman before. I'm thinking 90. I'm thinking she's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, she was only 73 when she passed.
Well, I'm glad you brought her to the fray tonight. Thanks for your ears tonight, listeners. We've asked a decent amount from you, as we usually do on this program, especially me. And, well, we got through a show, if I want to call it that. We're going to close out with a six-and-a-half-minute track almost, called Heroes. Is this the Bowie song?
I don't think so.
No? Well, good. Because I like that song, but I want to hear something different with the same title to it. So, this has been the Pale-Faced Parable, the quest from which we return changed, essentially the same. And we thank you for being part of the ruckus tonight. So, Ms. Brennan is now going to step to the microphone. She's going to sing her song, and we're going to play along.
Sora, try it, brand new the fall. Look around and see the choice you've made. Turn around.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.